Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. These scary stories are previously recorded on my YouTube channel. This is a story assumed to be true, sent in by a reader named Charlie, Creepy Beach Stalker. Hi, I'm Charlie. I live in a small town in Florida, but during the time I believe I was 9. Just a little background, I was forced by foster care to leave my family when I was 8 due to my parents being addicted to drugs. One night my aunt got into a fight with her boyfriend, so me and my brother went for a walk. After about 10 minutes of walking, I turned to notice a man who stood about 6 foot and had a beard like Santa Claus, except it was gray and he was drunk. I didn't think much about it at first, but after another 5 minutes of walking, I noticed the man was still behind us. I looked up to my brother to see him with a real nervous look. I asked him if the man was following us, and he just said, "Shh, keep walking." We came to a church building which had 2 floors without side classrooms, which meant it had a balcony. To this day, I still don't know why my brother thought this was a good idea, but we walked to the second floor to see if the man was following us. We waited about 4 minutes, and I worked up the courage to look over the railing. To my horror, he was standing in the middle of the yard, and when he saw me, he went barreling towards the stairs. When my brother heard the man's fast steps, he within a second hopped the railing. Now, because I was 9, the floor drop hurt my ankle something bad, but by some amazing trick, I was able to get up and run. Me and my brother were running down the street as fast as we could, with him leading about 20 feet. When I looked back, and to my horror, I saw the man catching up with kind of fast. My brother ran out to the beach, and so I followed, praying he had a good plan. Now, if you have ever been to a beach, this won't make much sense to you. On a beach, there is really tall grass far from the shore sometimes. I hit the corner just fast enough to see my brother hop into the grass, and I shortly followed. We sat in dead silence, and then we heard it, the sound of running in the sand. I started crying, and my brother put his hand over my mouth. By the grace of God, the man didn't hear us. We could hear him sigh and walk off. We laid there for about 20 minutes before we got up to see if he was gone. When we couldn't see him in any direction, we got up and ran. Now, I don't know what the man's intentions were, but I'm very thankful to be alive and that I never found out what he wanted. During the early 1980s, we had a teacher strike in Northern California. I remember our geography teacher telling us that she was going to be hitting the picket line and that whoever was taking her place would be running the show. Of course, I was in 9th grade, and realizing that we were going to have our teachers replaced by those less experienced sounded like a huge party to me. On the way home on the bus that day, I was excited. My mother was working out of the home, so I could go home and prepare for our devious teenage plans for school. While staring out the window on the bus, thinking up a great scheme, I saw this strange guy walking down the highway. We lived in a suburban area of a bigger city. They called the town Larkville, but at the time our address was still in Santa Rosa. It was rare to see a stranger walking in town, let alone on the highway. Old Redwood Highway used to be the main highway which traveled to Windsor and then to Healdsburg, but when 101 was built, people rarely traveled the one in front of our house. I suppose this is the reason why he looked out of place. Well, he was kind of dirty looking, and with his strange stringy hair and his tortoiseshell glasses with thick rims. You know, the kind you see on creepers from the 1970s. When the bus went by, he was actually walking across the street from my house. But being one of the last ones off the bus, it continued on down the street a little way so the bus driver could drop off more than one kid. I didn't see him on the way home, nor when shutting our front door. I figured he had made it to the grocery store by then and found what he was looking for. Not concerned at all, I went into the kitchen and started to boil the water for my ramen, something I made every day after school. There was a knock at the door. Excited, I ran to see if it was my friend so we could talk about what to do during the strike. It wasn't my friend. It was him, the creepy guy with the 70s glasses. "You got a phone?" he asked. "I got a flat tire up the road and I just need to call a tow truck." I sure as hell wasn't going to let this guy into my house, so I grabbed our phone with a 20-foot cord and handed it to him. I then shut the front door, leaving him outside, and I'm pretty sure that I locked it. I headed back toward the kitchen, and before I even got near the stove, the hair stood up on the back of my neck. I felt pressure against my waistline on my back. "I have a knife at your back. Do what I say, or I will use it." I froze. There wasn't anything near me that I could grab and hit him with. The water was boiling on the stove, but I knew I couldn't reach it. I imagined tossing the glass pot in his face with the boiling water blistering his skin, but there was no way I would make it. At first I cried out, "Oh God, help me!" But when nothing happened and he was still there, I got mad. No, I got angry. It pissed me off. There was a gross, creepy stranger threatening me in my own home. I wanted more than ever to boil his face with the water on the stove now. I did the only thing I could think of at the time. I really wanted to see if that was a knife. Perhaps if I could just grab it from his hand, then I could stab him with it. I reached behind where I felt the pressure and felt something fleshy. It was warm. It was skin. I knew at that point he didn't have a knife. It was his finger. "That was your finger, you creep," I yelled at him and half laughed. "Get out." "You're just a whore," he said as he backed away from me and started running for the door. "You invite me into your house and you make me leave. You're just a whore." By the time I gained my composure and made it to the living room, he had left. The door was left wide open and the porch slammed shut. I grabbed my cat off the porch and quietly shut the front door and locked it with a deadbolt. Shattered and shaking, crying, I sunk to the floor and hugged my cat. I don't know how long I sat there, but my nerves were frayed. I didn't tell my mother when she came home. In fact, this is the first time I've ever told anyone the whole story. Anyone could have been there. Anything could have happened that day. But it didn't. I was spared a horrendous fate. The next day, when I went to school, our new teacher introduced himself. It was him. I know it was. He had the same glasses, but he was cleaned up, and his gross, stringy hair was different. I clinged to the guy next to me in class. My heart was racing. My stomach churned. I thought I was going to lose my breakfast. He looked straight at me. He left the class, stating he would have to use the restroom, and he never came back. I was too scared that he would do something if I told the office or my mother, so I never did. He knew where I lived, and that was bad. I couldn't prove anything that he was over there. Sometimes when my cat would growl at whatever was outside at night, I wondered if he was watching. I spent a long time getting over that day. I hope he is rotting in prison for taking away a part of my freedom that I will never get back. This is Spooky Boo. Those two stories were originally recorded for my YouTube channel. They were some of the very first stories that I did. I would love to hear your scary stories. You can send them to me one of several different ways. If you would like to just have me read them from a text file, log into the website at www.scarystorytime.com, and you can either create an account or you can send it in anonymously. Just click on submit your story to learn how to do it. Also, you can send it in to my email at scarystoriesonvideo@gmail.com. Please always use story submission as a subject so I can easily find it. The other way is to call my Scary Story Time phone number, first setting an appointment with me, and then I will record the conversation and put it up on the website on Saturdays. The number is 707-776-6592. That's 707-SPOOKYBOO22.